This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, beaming to you from the Isle of Wight, and I'm pleased to say that, better late than never, the woman known as H has arrived. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Sorry I was late. There's a tailback.
It's all right. I know. Did you run from Ride?
I tried.
Did you? Right, Helen. Well, you're here to give a shameless plug to an event that you are staging at the Apollo, which is going to raise money for a good cause. And I've got to say that in a serious voice, because it's a good cause,
you see.
And so I'm not going to poke fun at that, because it's a good cause, and we'll be serious. But before we talk about that, could you tell us a bit about you? And I mean, I've got to say this. My first experience of you, if you'll pardon the expression, was at the Apollo. Mm. I reckon it was the first time you'd not been on the island long.
No.
And you and I met because we were auditioning for, was it
Wildest Dreams?
And you ended up getting this part, which involved you being my wife.
Correct.
Wearing a nappy and a baby grow and a pair of rabbit's ears. That's the one.
Amongst others. And my first appearance in a big play, as in the lead, with yourself. So nobody knew my faults, and I was supposed to be telling you off, and I remember quite clearly, I was telling you off, walked off the stage and thought, oh my God, I haven't finished yet, and Kevin can't get off the stage, so I had to go back and start all over again.
Yeah, I remember.
You were sat there with a panic-stricken face.
I know, and the dressing gown on. With my mouth flapping like a fish, wouldn't it? How do I get
That's
off?
That's about right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all been downhill since then,
Absolutely.
Really, our relationship,
yeah.
hasn't it?
Yeah, terribly. I supported you at the Bargemans.
Yes, you did.
But I wasn't allowed to win.
But how did you get into acting in the first place? Because you came to the island 8 years ago, but it's not like you'd never acted before, is it?
No. When I was on the mainland, I was in quite a lot of competition. Work. We used to put them on at the big theatres, and then you'd have an adjudicator and all that sort of business. And I did have the opportunity once to go to not RADA, but one the equivalent in Nottingham.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I was divorced at the time and not got a lot of brass. And the thing that I was married to put a generous £20 through the letterbox for me to get to Nottingham for 3 years, 5 days a week. So, needless to say, I didn't do it.
No.
So, you see, I could be up there. Yeah, I could be up there in the lights, mate.
Oh, no, what? Up where? Yeah.
So, I took the next best thing, acting with you on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, don't say it like that. Mm-hmm. But did you act from, like, a really early age, or did you come to it later?
No, I started quite early, and then I had a long absence because I had disabled parents.
Yeah.
And then when I had the opportunity, because of depression through looking after parents,
yeah,
I started again, and it brings you out.
It does, yeah.
It helps a lot of people.
It does. It's interesting that, because we do something here at the radio station for young people who need a bit of confidence building.
Yeah.
So they get a bit of radio training here.
Oh, that's good.
A 4Ps training course. So acting's much the same, isn't it? Or not even acting, just being part of a theatre group.
This show that
it helps.
That I'm putting on has introduced me to the youth theatre of the Apollo. Very good.
Yeah?
Very talented young people.
Okay. Oh, go on, tell us about the show you're putting on.
Oh, do I have to?
You managed to sneak it in.
Right, it's called The Good Old Days.
Yeah.
And it's on Friday the 24th of February, Saturday the 25th of February at 7:30 at the Apollo, and also a Sunday matinee on the 26th of February, which is 2:30 p.m. This is to raise money for British Heart Foundation, due to the fact it's a tribute to Alan Smith. Most people knew Alan Smith at the Apollo.
Yeah.
He died suddenly January 2016, and then my father-in-law a couple of weeks later. So I thought I'd do this in memory of Alan, because he used to do choreography, and the year before he died, he had the challenging task of trying to teach me 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no coordination whatsoever because I fractured my skull some years ago. So if you say left, I go right. if you go back, I flow forward. And the man made me feel like Ginger Rogers by the time I'd finished. Wonderful man.
Yeah. Yeah, I interviewed him on here, but he did so much as well, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of it quietly.
Yeah. Because was he a dance tutor in Italy?
That's right.
Or
he
something?
Had his own dance school in Italy. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing the people that come to the Isle of Wight, isn't it? Who've got so much talent.
Yeah.
Just incredible. So, what's the show? Is it going to be like a traditional good old days music show?
Yes, it is a traditional good old days. We've got Michael Arnell as the master of ceremonies, so that'll be interesting because it'll be all ad lib. we've got singers, dancers, a magician with fire.
Yeah.
We've got a donkey that can do arithmetic. We've got a flea circus.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen one of them.
Ah, well, we've already been asked if are we going to spray the theatre just in case. And somebody also asked the person who's doing the flea circus, what are you going to do with them when you finish the show? What are you going to do when you finish the show? Needless to say, we're spraying the theatre. And if we run out, we shall nip out into the audience to see if anybody's got any.
Okay. But, okay, you've set me off now. So you've got a flea circus on the stage. Does everybody get, like, binoculars or magnifying glasses?
No, it'll be sorted so that you will be able to see. You probably won't be able to see the colour of the eyes of the fleas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because and some of them are very, very shy.
Oh, I see.
We have had them training since Christmas.
And do they have their own dressing room?
Of course.
Oh, they're not going to mix with the other...
No.
Also-rounds in the cast.
Not the also-runs. No. They bring their own dogs with them. And they're doing a cannonball flea.
Really?
A tightrope walking flea.
Yeah.
And also an escapologist flea.
Could you not just drop the rest of the acts and just have a flea circus?
We probably...
Because it sounds amazing.
We probably could, because there's lots of them.
Fantastic.
The only one that's any trouble is Brian. You have to keep your eye on Brian.
Brian the flea?
Brian the flea, yes. He likes to be in front of everything, out the cannon, in the pool, everywhere.
Really?
So we do have to keep a tight rein on him.
Really?
Yeah. He'll be wearing a high-vis jacket just in case anybody misses him.
I just don't know what to ask him anymore. So, it's going to be a good old music hall.
Yes.
And how much is it to get in?
It's £10 to get in for the British Heart Foundation. I shall also be doing a raffle each night.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to get dressed up, even if it's only a good old days hat, there might be a prize for that too.
Okay, people in the audience.
Absolutely, because it will be audience participation.
Yeah.
We shall be coming down into the audience and dragging you up.
And are you in it?
No.
You're not?
No.
You say that now, don't you? But
Well, people kept asking me, and I might have to stand in for a flea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the high-vis one.
Right. Cannonball flea?
Probably.
Okay, I'm coming.
I'm adaptable.
I'm going to watch that. As long as you don't have to wear rabbit ears as well, though.
No, not this time. Not this time. I'm quite out of rabbit ears.
Okay.
Oh, we've got swimming sketch as well. I forgot about that.
Swimming?
Synchronised swimming.
Okay. It's going to be legendary, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But on a serious note, you, I know, care a lot about certain charities, don't you?
I do.
Give us a flavour of the things that you do. I'm not asking you to sort of brag, but it's a chance to plug some of those charities, isn't
it? Age Concern, I do the friendly neighbour business where you go and sometimes you don't have to do anything for them but listen. And then the other one I do is at Carisbrook Castle, and we got an award for this last year. It's only been going 3 years. It's called Outreach. And we go to homes that with people that have got Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
And we take memory boxes for them to touch and feel and smell. And then also that branched off from that, which is very, very interesting, is what could you call it? It's a task sometimes to find them. You have to find people that have been born on the Isle of Wight and have probably got one or two generations in the churchyard and then trace back their history.
Yeah.
And then we tape them and it all goes into the archives at Carisbrook for when I'm long gone. whatever. And I think the oldest one I found was going back to the 17th century.
Wow.
And I've interviewed the man whose parents opened Calbourne Mill.
Wow.
And a 92-year-old Lancaster pilot fighter.
Good grief.
Very, very interesting and useful.
Yeah. And what's your motivation for working with the older people? Where does that come from? Any idea?
Well, I'm heading that way myself, that's
well,
why.
Well, aren't we all? It's an investment for the future.
Yeah. It's an investment for the future that I hope somebody looks after me and is kind.
Yes. But that's a fact, isn't it?
It is,
because
yeah.
There's so many people, older ones, on their own, aren't there?
Very much.
It's unbelievable.
Very much. One lady with the age concern, I think she'd been on her own about 18 months before she saw anybody as such.
18 months?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I started doing her shopping, and now she's a friend.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I don't just go on the shopping day, I pop in other days and have a cup of coffee or wine, because she likes her wine. But I won't mention her name.
No. There'll be a queue, won't there, tonight? Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, anything else?
Yeah, just one more. Just about you and all the... I've seen you in so many different plays, so many different parts.
Yeah.
You are probably... I don't know if you're the most, but you must be one of the most versatile actors on the island, don't you think? Yeah, I think you are. I just wanted to ask you, have you got a favourite part that you've played? Or, if you don't want to answer that one, is there a part that you really, really would love to play that you've not yet done?
I can't think of anything that I would really, really love to play, but I loved doing Kinder Transport.
Oh, yeah.
One I got an award for.
Yeah.
And I also loved doing one for Red Tie that was made into a film to raise money for the hospice.
Yes.
Dying to Know.
Yes, I remember.
And that actually went and was entered in the Cannes Short Film Festival.
Yes, I remember. Was that about 2 or 3 years ago?
No. 2011, I think. It
Is it that long ago?
And Helen Reddin, who wrote it, we're actually in the process of going to the hospice every now and again to get more notes, because they've asked her to do another one.
Okay, that's brilliant.
And let's hope it gets made into a film again.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so before you go, head back, give us one more plug. Tell us about the dates and times of your show.
It is The Good Old Days, presented at the Apollo Theatre, a tribute to Alan Smith, and it's to raise money for the British Heart Foundation. The dates are Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th of February, and it will be at 7:30. And then there's a Sunday matinee for people to bring their children. It is on Sunday the 26th of February at 2:30.
Okay, that's brilliant. Well, thanks, H. Sorry, Helen.
Yes. You should use my stage name, darling. Helen Clinton Pacey.
All right. Thank you awfully. Helen Clinton Pacey.
Or Helen County Press, something. Yeah.
HCP.
Yes.
Sounds like some sort of disinfectant.
It does, doesn't it?
All right.
I'll come again. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Helen. www.vectisradio.com